Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. And if you want to hear more than just this highlight from the show, become a Coast Insider and you can listen to the complete program, plus recent episodes about out-of-body experiences, the scientific search for extraterrestrial life, and biblical prophecies, which may have foretold our current state of global turmoil. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to catch up on what you may have missed from Coast to Coast.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Back to the phones we go. First-time caller Vaughn in Dallas, Texas with us. Hi, Vaughn. Go ahead.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Hi there.
If the Mandela effect can add people, i.e. the Kennedy assassination had 4 people in it, now it's got 6. The Village People have 6 members in it when they really have 5. Could the Mandela effect subtract with the missing person?
Well, I understand what you're asking. For listeners who don't understand what the Mandela effect, it is supposed to be moments where people have either photographed or videotaped or even remember, let's say, a cartoon in a movie theater when they were a kid, and then they are an adult, and they see another cartoon, only the Walt Disney logo has changed, or something has changed, or there have been...
The scene's been extracted, or something like that.
And they, I'm going to say hypothesis for why this occurs, is that there is manipulation of timelines. Now, if there are manipulation of timelines, the question would be who, what, and why. Now we get into the area of what is behind the alien intelligences on this planet. It literally could be other intelligences in other dimensions. In fact, maybe even in a dimension that is projecting this universe as an experiment, if it is, in fact, a holographic universe. And that might explain why there would be interest in life in this universe and exploration. But that's a hypothesis. And that if you've got something in another dimension that is able to manipulate timelines in this dimension, or you have advanced intelligences in this universe that can approach the speed of light or go at the speed of light and also work with manipulating timelines, it might explain why that just like I was talking about in the work that I was dealing with about the Matrix as being, what if we're in a computer simulation and that there really are computer codes that are responsible for everything that is happening? And if there is a glitch, would the glitch, just like in the Matrix, when the black cat twice goes by the door, and that he understands that, in fact, they started a new timeline in the Matrix that humans were not supposed to be aware of. All of that is something to think about as possibilities if we are in a computer simulation universe, that time manipulation could be related to changing the programs. I think this is very interesting to think about. Nothing is proved. The Mandela effect itself, there are arguments on both sides of any given example that is presented about why or why not it doesn't hold up. But I think that if we are in a computer simulation, that when Brian Greene said, those of us who would be in a simulated universe, how would we ever get outside of it far enough to have an objective view? And then that that leads, George, to humans eventually wanting to penetrate into another dimension,
yeah,
so they could get outside of their universe and determine whether or not it really was somebody's simulation, and if it were, who, where, and why.
What do you think of doppelgangers?
Oh, that is a very interesting part of the human abduction syndrome. I remember back in the early 80s when Bud Hopkins was alive and talking with even John Mack about this, and I can remember interviewing a man at a conference probably around 1982. It was at least a couple of years after my film, A Strange Harvest, about animal mutilations had broadcast. And I was introduced to two or three people at a conference that were in this category of having experienced doppelgangers. And here is essentially what it was. He was a very intelligent, like a 20, 21-year-old, and he, like so many people in the abduction syndrome, had remembered that something happened either in sleep, being waked up, or something else where he's aware of being taken by some type of entity. And in his case, I remember vividly, he said that where he became what he thought was vividly conscious, that he was on some kind of a terrace, and he knew that the terrace was not any place that he had ever seen or been before, and that he knows or knew that he was with some kind of alien entities, and that they were on either side of him. And then across this terrace, other entities apparently appear with, and then in shock, he realizes that coming toward him is a mirror image of himself. This is the doppelganger, where you meet in some capacity an exact replica of yourself, but you recognize yourself as if you were looking in a mirror. Now, there was a period of time in the early 80s when this was discussed quite a bit at conferences, and people were describing this. And they were saying, why? Why would something that was other than human be creating genetic clones, almost, of that were mirror images of humans that were being abducted? That was the question and the mystery. And then, after a while, you didn't hear about the doppelganger, and it was like, what was this phase? Was there a harvesting of genetic material specifically to make doppelgangers for something that the abductee never understood? This is the part, George, that is always so puzzling. The abductee never understands the phenomena and yet they are the humans that are coming 20 feet away or have them holding their arms.
Mm-hmm. If they ever understood,
yeah,
the knowledge they could bring back would be amazing.
But there is something about the whole phenomena that constantly has deep control on human minds, dreams, memories, and even can block hypnosis.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.